The land was ghostly with the first signs of morning, and through the grayness the giant pines rose darkly like columns in some dim underground vault. The guide circled in and out the trees, and our horses followed closely. Then we dismounted and stole through the brush on foot till we were on the edge of the ravine, directly above the dead buffalo. More than halfway down the steep slope was the bush, across which a screen of reeds had been built, and the buffalo was 150 feet beyond that, directly in front of the green wall of the jungle. Down the slope we crept, crouching low, and being as silent-footed as possible in the attempt to deceive the stealthy beast, who might be in any bush before us at the moment. If he saw us, the hunt was probably finished before it was begun. We should spend our weary hours there in vain. We reached the shelter of the blind and cautiously raised the leaves that covered the tiny holes left for peepholes. There was a long stretch of tall, waving grass sloping down before us with bushes on each side, then the dark blue that we knew to be the dead buffalo, and beyond, the blotting darkness of the jungle. My husband Herbert and I took our positions, each with an eye at a peephole, our guns leaning beside us. The tracker squatted on his heels at our side, patient and motionless. It was growing lighter and lighter. The darkness paled as the brightness gained in the east. There were little morning noises, the familiar-sounding crow of the wild cock, the cropping of a family of wild pigs on the grassy slope to the right, the bark of a distant deer.